Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Paul Alawal. Today is Friday, February 18th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is The Real Blessing of Prayer. Our text is taken from the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Pastor Chris says, the real blessing of prayer isn't the requests and supplications we make. It's our Heavenly Father's response. If you pray and God doesn't hear you, the prayer is useless. But thanks be unto God, we have an assurance, a guarantee to be heard when we pray. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. The boldness we have is that whenever we ask anything or make any request according to His will, He listens to us and responds. The first part of His response is the consciousness and the confirmation that He gives to you in your spirit that you are being heard and answered. That's a great blessing. In John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. How beautiful this is! You're ordained to receive answers when you make petitions or decrees in the name of Jesus. We find another beautiful scripture in John chapter 16, verse 24. It says, hitherto ye have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. God's desire is for you to have your requests granted, so that your joy may be full. He's your loving Heavenly Father, and you can be confident to table your requests before Him with an assurance of a response. So, always pray in confidence. Some Christians never ask in confidence. This is perhaps because they are ignorant of His will. God's will isn't to withhold good things from you. So be confident to ask Him for the best things of life. If you're not confident before God, you can't be effective in your walk of faith. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 11 from the Amplified Version, Jesus said, if you then, evil as you are, know how to give good and advantageous gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father, who is in heaven, perfect as He is, give good and advantageous things to those who keep on asking Him? Think about that. Hallelujah! Please take this prayer with me. Gracious and righteous Father, I'm inspired by the truth of your word. Your love and eternal kindness. Even now, I'm strengthened in my confidence to ask whatever I will, knowing that it's your delight to hear and answer my prayers. My joy is full today as I receive answers to my prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. For further study, please read Mark chapter 11, verse 24, Psalms chapter 6, verse 9, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, so be confident to ask Him for the best things of life. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bonareach.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bonareach.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.